Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Time for this.
And now,
the two things that we all know about men are that they are horny and stupid.
Join us.
Guys like all boobs.
As we peer inside.
Is it bad on? That I'm thinking about your hoo-ha right now?
The simple male mind.
Fat boy is a P-I-G pig.
All right. LB, of course, back with us.
Hey.
And it has been, if you include vacation and LB's recuperation period, it's been a month since we've been able to go inside the simple male mind. So I'm sure many of you who are women have been waiting with your questions. You may now text them to the WAAF text line, which is 97107. If you are a woman and you find the way the mind of a man works to be confusing, then please text your question right now. Like this 617 texter. LB.
Yeah.
My husband told me that for Christmas, he wanted some new pants. I got him 4 pairs of new pants for Christmas that I love.
Sweet.
He just returned all of them last week and bought the same pants that he had before. Why?
Well, because why would you want him to wear something that he's uncomfortable?
He told her to get him new pants. He meant new same pants. Same length,
you know, same whatever, you know, type of jeans or pants that he likes. And that's what you're supposed to do at Christmas when you get something you don't like. Mm-hmm. You're allowed to take it back. You don't have to feel bad.
Is the return period over yet? I mean, everybody's been returning things for the last couple of weeks.
I think you get till the end of January most places. Yeah, check the back of your receipt.
Is it Kmart or Walmart that you can take anything from anywhere back and they'll take it?
They've gotten a little stricter on their policy over time. Yeah, people tend to abuse it.
I think that's fraud. I don't think you're allowed to bring something back to another store.
They used to have that policy, yeah.
Really?
You never heard the Nordstrom tire story? They pride themselves on that.
No.
The original Nordstrom store used to be a tire dealership or an auto place, and then they built the first Nordstrom on that same site, and a guy came back many years later with a tire that he had bought at the auto place, and Nordstrom said, sure, we'll take it back. They love Ted. The employees love to hear that story. They're grimacing right now.
Let's see. Here's a 508 text. Why would a man cheat on his girl, leave her, and then cheat on his new girl with the old girl?
Wow. Double dipping. What guy on the planet doesn't like the double dip? Are you kidding me? I mean, shame on you for taking him back. I
don't know. Yeah.
You know, lock the door, change the door locks.
Let's see. 978 text as we go inside the simple male mind. My boyfriend of 3 years has all of a sudden stopped wanting to have sex with me. Is there something up, or is he just experiencing a lull? And do guys even have lulls?
Multiple answer question. Number one, he's cheating on you. Number two, you put on some weight. Number three, the sex was bad at the beginning, but you had a great personality and you owned the house, so he had somewhere to live and you paid most of the bills. And then number four, all of the above.
Do you think any letters were involved at any point? You know, the letters that guys don't want to talk about?
Was
the ED?
Oh, maybe. Here's a 781 text. My friend's boyfriend owns a dog with his ex. They have joint custody. When he has the dog, he is sending photos of the pooch to his ex and vice versa.
Yeah.
Is this innocent dog parenting or is it sketchy?
No, it's called this couple is whacked. What do you mean? Let her have the dog and go get another dog. Let him have the dog, go get another dog.
Some people treat their pets as disposable and easily releasable, sir.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people just leave their dogs chained to a tree.
That's not what we're talking about.
Fatima.
That's not what we're talking about.
No, I'm just either, why would you put yourself through the stress? Like, you're not going to fall in love with the new dog? Please. You know what's great? They're probably battling about the dogs, and they're divorced, and they don't care about the kids.
Hmm. Right? At least they're not doing it with
I want my dog back. You can have the kids.
Yeah.
Wake up and smell the coffee, people. It's called go get a dog.
Here's a 508 text. My boyfriend and I have been recently discussing moving in together, and both of us are nervous and excited, but he just told me that he needs a bit of time to think about it.
Oh, he's pulling a George Costanza.
Should I just leave it alone until he brings it up again?
I'll just say this. Because you're just dating, and he probably got loaded with his buddies Friday night, had a one-night stand, she knows where he lives.
Mm.
You can't move. You know, you move in, she shows up for a little party night and a little action, and then it's all mayhem. So that's that.
Here's a 508 text. At what age, if any, will a man stop playing video games?
You're talking to the wrong guy. We live in a world where people play video games and make hundreds and thousands of dollars. So I think it's a decision you have to make. It's about quality of life. If it makes you that anxious, that upset, it bothers you that much, then dump them. But, you know, again, we live in a great technology-driven world, you know?
Yeah, and there's rehabs for that now.
Yeah, right.
That's how much it's changed, right? There's rehab. People are making $1 million off of it, and there's rehabs for it. It's just like pills.
Well, it's like people that made fun of guys that had drones.
Right.
But now police, cities and towns in America pay $80,000 to $120,000 to use drones instead of helicopters to save tons of dough to chase the bad guys.
Here's a text asking whether or not this woman's husband half-asses the chores that I give him to do so that I will not give him any more in the future.
Yes. That's
LB,
why he
LB, just don't.
So that's why
no, that's not it. LB doesn't know what he's talking about.
That's why he leaves his clothes on the floor. Because you're going to pick them up, and you're going to wash them, fold them, put them back in the drawer, and he gets to wake up in the morning and put clean jeans on.
Remember that one time we had LB try title fight, and he ruined it? Yeah.
Yes.
That's the strategy.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Going back the curtain a little farther, guy.
Yeah.
On the intention.
We're all busted now. Thank
you are.
Thanks.
All right. We are going inside the Simple Male Mind now that LB is back. Here is a 203 text, which I believe is the continent of Connecticut. And the text says, I recently caught a guy smelling my underwear.
Ugh.
Why is this?
Well, because you smell awesome.
This is
I mean,
go
there's not a guy that
fruit.
Doesn't. Listen, I'll just say this.
Look.
There's not a bad hoo on the planet.
Well,
okay.
I don't know about that.
Oh, please. Everybody loves it. Guys love that. What do they call that? Pheromones? You smell the panties. He smells the panties, and when you come home from work, you have great action.
Can we talk about your underwear Instagram, please?
The text message?
Yes.
Yes, but I think we need more time.
Okay. I had a good chuckle with that over the weekend. I was like, I need some more info.
Yeah, I think we all need more information. Mm-hmm. We need to get the opinion. I think the only way we're going to solve this is the expert opinion of the women who listen to this show with regard to the underwear text message that was shared on Instagram over the weekend. But yes, we'll do that when we have time.
Okay.
Coming up in a moment or two.
And back to the underwear. If it's your neighbor smelling your underwear,
mm-hmm.
not good.
No. Oh.
Thanks, LB. Need clarification on that.
Yeah.
If it's a one-night stand, that's cool.
Here's a text. Danielle alluded to this earlier. My boyfriend's D works for him, but not for us. He seems unfazed about getting medical help for the issue. It's been 5 months. Thoughts?
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
You think she should go away?
Yeah, man.
Rather than try to fix it, what if she likes the guy? Like, people actually like other people.
Yeah. Well, okay.
So you're telling me she likes him so much that he doesn't give two hoots about her and her sex life, and won't do anything about his problem. So that's how much he loves her. Oh,
yeah.
Thanks for nothing.
Well, so he should.
Give him an ultimatum. Tell him either go get your D fixed or your history.
Yeah.
Just from a side perspective, because I've experienced this.
Sometimes
the D doesn't work because he's using it with someone else and feels guilty about that. So it's not necessarily a, you know, in-office physical test. It's really more of a mental block.
Oh.
So he has no problem getting on with his bad self, but he can't do it to you because he's thinking about the other one. Not saying that's definitely what's happening with you, but... I've seen that happen before.
You've experienced a lot of these things that come up.
I have a rich dating history. I've dated men that are very different from each other. I don't necessarily have a type.
Right.
You like to paint me into a corner on that. And
right.
I've, you know, a lot of these things might be the same person. So while I have a lot of stories about my friend did this or a guy I dated, oftentimes it's the same person. I'm just not tagging it with a name.
All right. Well, that is Inside the Simple Male Mind. LB's back. Buyer strong.